juicy prime rib, a glossy art book, a few days off work without worrying about bills. These desires may feel unattainable to workers earning close to minimum wage here in the U.S. As the debate about raising the federal minimum wage drags on, NPR's Alina Selyukh spoke with people living on less than $10 or $11 an hour.
Joyce Barnes sometimes pauses walking out of the grocery store.
When I see the people coming in with these baskets loaded and all these goodies, I'm like, oh man, I wish I could have it like that, but I'm not the one.
Her weekly grocery budget is $25. Bread, butter, coffee, bit of meat, and canned tuna.
I wish I had the money to get those big old steaks and those big old pork chops and stuff like that. I don't have a whole lot left after I pay my bills.
Barnes is 62. She's a home care aide in Virginia, working two jobs, one for $9.87 an hour, the other for $8.50 an hour. Each is about 6 hours a day, caring for one person who lost both their legs, then hustling off to help someone who's lost use of one side of their body in a stroke. Barnes gets home around 9 p.m., then up at 5 a.m. to do it all over again.
Actually, I had to work like this all my life. One of my little grandkids, he always put my ringtone, is work, 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 work. She says, Nanny, when you call me, I know it's you because that's all you do is work.
She can't afford not to. Home and health aides are among the lowest paid jobs in America. Also on that list are cooks and cashiers, file clerks and janitors, drivers and construction workers. The most common low-wage work is in retail. Here's 20-year-old Cade Montooth.
It just kind of hit a point where we just couldn't afford food.
Montooth has been working at a PetSmart in Georgia for a couple of years.
You know, we'd sit there and we're like, okay, what can we buy? We can buy like pasta sides that are a dollar, and then, you know, that's what we get for the week.
Pandemic cutbacks at the store left Montooth working shorter and shorter shifts, now making $11 an hour. Recently, they secured a second job at a state park reptile center, also for $11 an hour. But for a while, it was touch and go, picking up pet sitting and Instacart delivery gigs, coming to terms with needing food stamps. Constant financial close calls, like when a mistimed bill left them stranded at a gas station with $5 in the bank, or when their cat got really sick.
We kind of just had to go, okay, don't do any of these tests. We're going to just take care of her now and pray that, you know, she ends up okay.
When experts do studies about low-wage jobs, workers like Montooth and Barnes are actually often left out. Traditionally, labor data focus on the, quote, prime working age, 25 to 54. Martha Ross from the Brookings Institution decided to expand her research to workers 18 to 64, including part-timers, and was shocked at her discovery.
When we did our analysis, we found that 53 million people earn low wages with a median earnings of $10.22 an hour.
53 million people. If Congress decides to phase in a $15 minimum wage by 2025, a government forecast estimates 1.4 million jobs would get cut and at least 17 million workers would get a raise.
It's hard to have any type of a nest egg.
Aisha Francis from North Carolina used to be a nurse's assistant for $12 an hour, but she worried about exposing her elderly mother to the coronavirus and took a job in a burger joint kitchen with a pay cut to $9.20.
I say it all the time, I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul and robbing Paul to pay Joe, and they're just going to have to argue about it.
Juggling bills for water, gas, light, groceries, whatever her son needs, he's 12 years old. She wishes politicians in Washington debating whether minimum wage should be $10 or $11 or $15 an hour lived a day like she does, with almost 2 hours on a bus just to get to work.
I challenge any of them to walk one day in our shoes, one day, get up, do the kids, catch the bus, work our job, get back on the bus, deal with what we have to deal with at home, face these bills, they'll be lost at catching the bus.
When I talk to workers about why they stay in these jobs, people often say there aren't many options around them. Francis and Joyce Barnes from Virginia both said something else, something really frustrating. They love their work. It's the pay that sucks. Barnes, like many home aides, talks about taking care of people like a calling. But that love has been tested. A few years ago, her grandson, a teenager, got a janitorial job.
And he was like, Nan, you know how much I get paid an hour? I was like, no, baby, how much you get? He said, Nan, I get $10.50 an hour. And I looked at him, my whole face dropped. I said, oh, baby, that's so good.
$10.50 is more than she gets paid at either of her jobs. If Barnes got a big raise, she says she would probably cut back on her crazy hours, take a few days off. I asked her when she last had a vacation, and at first she said maybe 6 years ago, but then caught herself, realizing she took that time off because she'd landed in the hospital. A friend has told her about Louisiana.
I always want to go to New Orleans. I always want to go there.
To walk down Bourbon Street and see drapes of moss cascading off tree branches and not have to think about work. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.